Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation will come to order. We are having a hearing this morning with FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker to discuss the FAA's oversight of aviation manufacturing, including the FAA's plans to ensure that Boeing follows through on the commitments made in its 90-day action plan. What this committee and the flying public wants to know is what is the FAA doing to strengthen its oversight on the planes that we fly on every day and to make sure that they are safely built. We need to know what change under your watch, Administrator Whitaker, will restore the proper oversight to manufacturing to achieve the excellence that we want to see at Boeing and other manufacturers, and to ensure that the FAA is setting the gold standard for safety oversight. A week after the door plug incident, I sent the FAA a letter reiterating my request from a previous FAA administrator a year before for the FAA to conduct a special audit to determine whether Boeing was in compliance with FAA safety requirements for aircraft production. The next day, Mr. Whitaker, you did start an audit process, and that FAA conducted 100-plus audit from January and February of things like employee training, quality control procedures, records retention, both at Boeing and its suppliers, is what we're here to discuss. I have to say, Administrator Whitaker, the results are major safety concerns and are very concerning to me and I think to the flying public. You've identified, according to news reports, 97 instances at Boeing and 21 instances at Spirit of where the products did not meet FAA standards. We'll get into this in the Q&A. Also, in part of the information, is that the engineers themselves had trouble responding to most basic questions about quality control policies and quality management systems. We find these challenges frustrating. We need to have an FAA who is going to implement the very recommendations we heard from the ODA expert review panel, who testified before this committee in April. The panel's report observed that there is a disconnect between senior leadership and frontline employees on building a safety culture and found that Boeing employees did not demonstrate a foundational commitment to safety. To your credit, Administrator Whitaker, you told Boeing they needed to give you a plan to reform its production quality, and you gave them 90 days to do so. Boeing has now delivered that plan to you, and we want to ask questions and get comments from you on where we are. I am struck by a sense of, is this deja vu? Are we just back here? Or can we really have a new day in creating a safety culture that is so critical for the United States to be the leaders in manufacturing? In 2022 and 2023, as part of individualized FAA conducted audits of Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems, production lines required Boeing to correct any identified problems, yet your new special audit still found problems. So it begs a question about the audit process itself at the FAA, and I know that's in a past administrator, but still, what do we need to fix in our audit process if we did in 2022 and 2023 298 individualized audits? And I will just point out that when I sent the letter to the previous acting administrator, he said, we don't need to do an audit because we have all these specialized audits. And yet, we did this audit now and found out that the specialized audits didn't help us correct the problems that we see today. In 2015, the FAA settled an agreement required Boeing to adopt a safety management system, yet they are still not quite there on that commitment. The same settlement agreement required Boeing to create a regulatory compliance plan to correct all safety failings, and yet we know that we have this plug door incidents. So the question is, what can you do to change this culture? You were overwhelmingly confirmed to be the agent in charge of the FAA in this system. We know that you had an overwhelming vote in the United States Senate, so we're counting on you to be that agent of change. We know that this begins at taking a hard look at the agency itself. In January 2024, former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall wrote in an op-ed to the Seattle Times titled, quote, FAA's safety culture hasn't changed either, end quote. He wrote, quote, while both Boeing and FAA have issued words of assurances that they will use what investigations and find to correct flaws in the manufacturing safety regulations and quality assurances of those industries, past pronouncements we have heard about changing their safety culture appear to be have been lip service, end quote. Administrator Whitaker, we must prove Mr. Hall wrong. We must demonstrate the FAA is a strong oversight regulator and that the agency can ensure that manufacturers implement safety management systems. Both Boeing and the FAA need a strong safety management system, not just in name only, but one that actually saves lives. That is why Section 102 of the Aircraft Certification, Safety, and Accountability Act demanded that the FAA develop a real SMS standard for aviation manufacturers. So we'll have more to ask about that when we get to the Q&A. But in our recently signed FAA bill by President Biden, we have given your agency clear direction, clear resources, and new tools to carry out that mission. I look forward to questioning you about how we are going to achieve that. Thank you for being here today, and I turn it over to Ranking Member Cruz for his opening statement.